Okay. I hope you can hear me good. Honestly, I don't know, but I want to let you know that I'm sacrificing my AC for you right now because I am fucking driving and I have my little phone stand right in front of my air vent, so I know that was definitely going to be too loud, but you know what? I have to turn it up to one because honestly, I'm sweating. But, hey, I love you, okay? I'm driving home from work right now, and I was like, I know I told you motherfuckers that I was gonna be back, and here I am, because I'm gonna keep my word, but I've just been a busy girl lately, okay? But I'm back, and I love you, and I just wanted, this isn't gonna be a whole long thing, this is gonna be a quick little pop-in, because I just feel like I don't like how we left off. I feel like I was being an asshole, and I just feel like, you know, it is still a little prejudice to just hate men the way that I've been hating on men. And I know that, I don't know, it's hard because I go back and forth because a lot of times I'm like, you know what, you're valid for how you're feeling, like, to an extent. And I do think that's true. I'm going to hold my phone because I'm at a light so I can get some fucking air. Sorry. And I think I'm valid in my experiences to hate the men that I've come into contact with who have, yeah, not handled me with care. And I don't know. I just don't like to generalize men. Like, that is still making, you know, you can't make that big of a generalization. And I don't know. I've talked to Brody about it. I was talking to some other people and listening to some other things and just talking to myself about it. And I feel like I've been like, oh, I want to change. And I just feel like at the end of the day, I can say whatever I want, but if I'm not doing anything to change, then I'm like probably not changing. And I feel like I've been working on healing myself, and I feel like I have been getting closer to that, but I feel like every time I come into contact with a man, I am just sitting there waiting for a reason to be like, yep, and that's why I hate him too. Because I feel like that's definitely, like, I do that. Like, I am fucking pretty bad about that. And I don't know. I'm still conflicted because sometimes, like, there is a part of me that, like, this does feel valid and true to. But I just think in the bigger picture, like, I just don't want to close myself off from any relationship, like, any encounter with a man ever again. And so, I'm just trying to be better. And I definitely, like, I just feel like this podcast is something that is really important to me. And, like, I feel like my main goals are, like, you know, I want to be, like, creating a community and spreading, like, love and just, like, you know, I want this to be, like, a safe space for any and everyone. And, like, I don't know. I don't like coming on here and hating the fuck out of every man ever. And I don't know. I'm just trying to be fucking better, okay? And so, yeah, that's why I'm here, to say I fucked up and I'm sorry, because I know I was being very hateful, and I know, like, there's potential that it didn't have the best impact on other people, because I know that it doesn't have a great impact on me. And, you know, this podcast is meant to be the real diary, and, like, I do think, like, you know, obviously I fucked up and I'm gonna fuck up a billion more times, and I am gonna give myself grace for that, and I am gonna forgive myself. And, you know, like, this is a whole learning. I'm a student of life, you know, like, this is forever, and I'm gonna fuck up a billion more times. But I just want to be accountable. I want to apologize. I want to grow. I do want to be better every day, always, forever. And I don't know, I was just really thinking, like, I listened to this podcast about podcasting, and at first I was like, no, I'm not gonna listen to it, like, I don't want it to stress me out and be, like, loaded and, like, tell me all these ways to, like, brand my podcast and make money and grow and da 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 da, because I feel like, you know, I really want this to be a hobby. I want this to be it's, I don't want to have that pressure on it of wanting to make money so bad. So, I don't know, like, I just want to be fucking better, okay? And I listened to this whole podcast, and, like, honestly, I did end up really liking it. Like, I feel like I did get a lot out of it. And she was just saying, you know, think of why you want to start a podcast and really think of, like, what you want to get out of this, what, like, vibe, what message you want to send, and, like, da 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 da. Like, there was a lot said. And I just, like, I really want this because I want to create community to where, like, you know, I can be seen, and I also, like, want to see other people. Like, I want, like, I don't know. I feel like I want a lot out of this podcast. Like, I feel like there's multiple pros that I can get out of this. Like, I show up as a different version of myself. It helps me grow. It helps, you know, hold me accountable. And it is a diary where I can just come and vent and say whatever the fuck I want. And, like, I don't know. And I don't know. It does just feel nice. I feel like I'm talking to someone. It's kind of nice because it feels like if I die, like, you know, then people will at least have this, and, like, you know, there will be a witness to my life. Like, you know, this is my legacy. I don't know. I feel like I really do care about this podcast, and I really do care about the impact that I have on anyone else ever, anywhere, but especially here, since this is, like, something that, you know, I am in control over. Like, I am in control of how I show up, which I guess I'm in control of how I show up anywhere, but I just feel like here is my safest place of, like, I am in control, because, like, you know, I can say whatever I want, and if I do want to go delete something, I do have the power to do that. Am I going to do that? I would like to not, because I want to show, I want to be human. I want to be human to you. Like, I want to see my fuck ups and see my growth and be like, oh yeah, like, I shouldn't have said this, and, like, you know, that had a bad impact and whatever. But it's nice to know that, like, if there is something, like, if I do want to go back and repeat what I said, and, like, or I want to just go back and jump right back into a conversation, or, like, change this or change that, like, I do have that control. And so I just want this to be a safe place for myself and my thoughts and my feelings and you. I want this to be a safe place for you, and that's really important to me. And so I just feel like I was very hater, and I will be a hater again. I absolutely will. Like, I'm not saying I'm fucking changed for the forever. I'm fucking just, I'm trying to change. I do want to change. I do want to grow. And I know I'm, like, nothing, I mean, it wasn't really anything that fucking off the walls crazy that I said in the last episode, but I don't know. I'm, like, I just feel like I have, like, hated on men a lot, and I don't know. I want to share my experiences and thoughts and feelings, but I don't want to just be like, hate, 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 hate. I don't think this shark is going to let me over. Okay, he is. Thank you, sir. Oh, and you're coming over too. I don't know. I love you, and I want to be better, and I want to make sure that I'm showing up as a good version of myself. And it's not always going to be my best. You're going to see my worst of my worst this time and a million more. But I just think it's important that I'm like, hey, like, I know I don't love how I'm acting. I don't love all the shit I'm talking about men. So that's just what I'm trying to do. And I don't know. I'm sorry, okay? That's what I'm really trying to say, is I'm sorry, and I want to be better. I want to do better. And now that we've got that out of the way, really, I mean, this podcast is so important to me. Like, I really just, like, Kathy Heller, that's homegirl, she was a guest on another podcast that I listened to, and I loved it. I was like, I fucking love her. I love her so much. And so then I found out that she had her own podcast. And so I started to listen here and there. And there's some good ones, but I don't know. I'm like, I don't want to I like it and I want to listen to some of it and I want to listen to more of it, but I was trying to replace We Can Do Hard Things, and like I just have accepted that nothing will ever replace that or compare. And so I've listened to off and on, but then I just randomly clicked. I was like, oh, I wonder if she's posted anything. Like, I want to listen to something, like I want to switch it up a little bit. And I clicked and she was like on like podcasting boot camp, kind of like she was running this whole thing. And I went back and forth and yeah, I was like, no, I don't want to do that because I don't want it to put any pressure on me for my podcast. And yeah, I went back and forth and then I decided no for a long time. But then I was in the middle of an appointment and I was like, you know what? I just need to click a podcast. And that was the first one, that because that's where I left the app on. And so I listened and I'm really glad I listened. I'm going to listen to the next one. She posted another one today. And I don't know. I mean, she just said a lot of good things, but it was just nice. Like, it was for a beginner podcast, but there was also other people who were like, oh, I have a podcast and like, I just want to make it better. I want to do this or that. And like, I'm interested in learning of how I can grow as myself. And I feel, honestly, I really liked what she said. I was scared that she was going to be coming like, oh, business, you need to market like this, you need to do that. And like, granted, there was some things that she said that were like, just help to build and grow your podcast and stuff like that. But she also was saying a lot, it's like, mainly like how you show up, like mainly like, you know, this is about how you are in this. And like, think of like, why you want to do this and what your like, I don't know, just your intentions for it and everything. And honestly, I really liked it. And so, yeah, I don't know, but it just made me feel really good. Like, she was just talking about your podcast and like the listeners and how, you know, what, how you want them to perceive you and how you want, like, I don't know, what you want to build. What is your intentions? And yeah, I feel like I have a lot of intentions, but the main thing is just love. Like, I just want to love. I just love you guys. I just love. I want to be putting out love. I feel like I have a lot of love to give, and I feel like I do give a lot of love, but I just feel like I just want to make sure that is the main thing that's happening here. And I just really love you guys. Like, thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me room to grow. And like, obviously I'm not famous enough to get canceled yet, but thanks for not canceling me. I'm like, I don't think I've said anything way too fucking crazy, but like, I will. Like, I am like, I'm a student of life, you know. I fuck up all the time and I'll fuck up forever. So yeah, I don't know, but we're in this together and we're gonna grow together, okay? That's what's happening. And I love you and I hope you're having a good day. I had a good day. I had a long day, damn it, okay? I was fucking booked to the max, which is like, that happens like every few weeks, but I was just not expecting it today. And yeah, fully booked, not a single gap in sight. But it was good. I saw a lot of my like regular clients. I think, yeah, I saw one new client, but all the rest of them were my regulars. And I just like, I don't know, I just feel like grateful for my clients. Like, I'm just feeling like good today. So, and especially like my last probably my last two, like, those are my girls. I really like them. And I don't know, like, I just feel gratitude. I'm feeling very grateful. I'm feeling very, I don't know, connected. But yeah, I know I'm just popping in right now, so I'm like, I can't get too deep into anything, and I want to talk about everything. But also, ooh, I'll give you a little, this is a little preview. Okay, so next week's episode, or I guess this week's episode, the next Wednesday episode in 2 days is gonna be, oh fuck, I left my canes in the fridge at work. Damn it, I was gonna give it away. Whatever. Anyway, next, so Wednesday's episode, it's going to be a little fun one. It probably won't be an hour because it's Cheyenne's birthday on Wednesday. And so we're going to be out and about, but we'll do a little, oh, you little dumb bitch. Sorry, this car just freaking cut me off in the wrong lane. Whatever. Anyway, fuck, I'm so sorry I cannot talk. But, yeah, it's going to be Cheyenne's birthday, so we'll probably pop in a little bit, do a little, like, vlog style, but it'll just be, I guess, a blog. Does this count as a blog? I don't know. But, yeah, we'll do a little of that. I'll be like, come celebrate Cheyenne's birthday with us or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But, I don't know. I just wanted to pop in just to refresh, and like my head hurt so fucking bad. I'm not even joking, you guys. Like, I know I said it probably 1,000 times in the episode Wednesday, but holy shit, it fucking hurt so bad. So I was just struggling. So if you showed up and you saw me at my worst, thank you, and I love you. And I don't know, I'm just really excited. Like, I was looking at the numbers on like the analytics and everything, and like, and then I also got a notification that, like, I'm able to monetize my show now, which I'm like, I don't really know, like, what all that means and entails, but I'm going to try to figure that out. Talk to my manager. Talk to Brody, see what he knows. But, yeah, and I was just looking at the analytics, and, like, whenever I was looking, it was on, I don't know if it was Wednesday or what, Sunday last week. And I had 196 downloads, which was just like, I don't know, like, just makes me want to cry. I'm just like, God, like, I really fucking love you. Like, I really fucking love you. Thank you for coming here. And I don't know, like, I'm just like, like, I hope I've done something good. I hope I've given some good, given some love, given some something positive. And yeah, I'm like, I just care. Like, I want to make sure that I'm having a good impact and that I'm showing up in a good version of myself. And if I'm showing up in a bad version of myself, like, I do think it's important, and I am glad that I'm going to fuck up live all the time. But I just want to make sure, you know, that I'm held accountable and that I am reflecting and realizing that, you know, I could be doing better in this or that, and that I am growing and changing. And also something else that I want to pop in here is, I don't always have to be growing. And that was something a wise friend, no, I'm just kidding, I was just Brody, but he was saying that he was listening to this guy, and he was saying, you don't always have to be blank. And for me, yeah, it's like growing. I'm like, I feel like I'm constantly, like, I put so much pressure on my days, and I'm so stressed out, and I'm like, I have to be growing as much as I can today. I have to be changing as much as I can today. I have to be connecting as much as I can today. And I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself to, like, get the most out of my days, and then it just never ends, and then I just go to sleep stressed out about how I'm going to grow and how I didn't grow today, and then I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and then it's just going to be a repeat. And so I'm trying to accept that I cannot force the growth, and I want to break my cycle of expecting and thinking that I can, because it just doesn't make any fucking sense that I can't control anything ever. So yeah, that's something I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just be, yeah, trying to just be a little bit more. And so anyway, thank you for being on this journey with me. And we're moving, we're grooving, we're learning. And I don't know, I just feel good, and I just, I don't know. And also, I want to talk about my last client, because I just love her. She was really sweet, and, like, I've had her, like, I probably had her for a couple months now, and she was just, like, we always, like, talk a lot, and, like, we, like, get into good conversation, and I feel really upset, because at the end of the appointment, like, I was going to send her my bedtime meditation that I've been listening to, and I wanted to do it before I forgot. And so, like, as soon as we got done, I was, like, pulling out my phone trying to get this pulled up, and she was, like, talking, and she's like, thank you, like, you're so wonderful, like, I really just love coming here, and like it really helps me like get through. Like, I really love these appointments to like come and just hang out and relax and talk, and like I really like talking to you, and like it was just really fucking sweet. And I just feel like I was on my phone the whole time. Like, I kind of heard what she said, but I was like not fully present in what she was saying. And I feel like she was being really sweet, and like, you know, it is vulnerable, and like she was having a moment, and I like left her in the moment a little bit. I didn't join her there, so I'm a little sad about that, but I got her the meditation, and you know, I'll see her in a few weeks and we'll do it all over again. And now she has my number, so she can text me if she wants to text me. I don't know, but I just like her, and I just, it was really sweet. And I was like, you know, I really like hanging out with you too. Like, I like it when you come in here. Like, I appreciate you. And I just feel like words of affirmation, like, I know I've said this a couple times, like, I don't think that's my love language, but I'm starting to think it is, because like it is, like, I don't know, it just makes me feel seen. It does make me feel loved. Like, oh, I'm like, I want to cry right now. Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like all the words of affirmation I've been getting lately, like, I feel like I really needed them. Like, anytime someone is saying something really nice to me, I'm just like, thank you, I needed that. Like, I just feel like I've been feeling a little, like, worthless. No, but not worthless. Like, I don't know. I just feel like after, you know, talking to my dad and that super fucking sucked and all that, like, I feel like I've been, like, a little blue. Subconsciously, I think, because I feel like I don't notice it until someone is saying something really nice to me and like giving me words of affirmation, and then I'm like, wow, like, thank you for saying that. Like, it really is like meaning a lot to me right now. Like, it's hitting a soft spot or something. So I'm really grateful, and it just makes me feel good, because I'm like, okay, like, maybe, you know, I am doing something fucking right. I must be doing something right. Is that a song? That's a song. I know that's something wrong, but I can't think of it. It's a country song, but something right. I don't know. I can't think of how it goes, but clearly not a singer, but that's okay. Still gonna show up and sing for you, baby, and I'll put my good singing voice out in this world. Something is rattling. I don't know what's rattling. Do you hear that? I don't know if you hear that. Whatever. But that is gonna fucking drive me nuts. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's rattling. Okay, well, it doesn't fucking matter. Unless you hear it and it's annoying you, then I'm pissed off. I'll break it. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so I don't know where I was going at the end before the fucking rattle got to me, but I don't know. Really, this is just, I'm putting love out right now is the goal of this, and I just want to say I love you, and I hope you're having a good week, and I can't wait to talk to you this week, even though we can't really get into it because it's Cheyenne Day, but I'm excited for our future. I'm excited to keep growing together and to keep showing up, and I think it's cool to look back and think, like, wow, like, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit better at podcasting. And if you disagree, shut up. I'm better. But I'm like, I just think of the first episode, and like, I have not like gone back and listened to it because I'm like, I like already any episode, if I listen to anything, it's so embarrassing. But I'm like, I do not even want to hear the first episode because I know the audio was so ass, and I was just like, fuck it, I just have to post it and get it out of the way so I can like just fucking get something out there in the world. But I'm just like, that was whenever I had my other podcasting set up, and so I know like it was fucked up, but I think that's funny, so whatever. But yeah, look at where we are now, and almost 200 downloads. So downloads, yeah, I don't exactly know why they're saying downloads, but I'm pretty sure downloads is just like anytime one person has listened, it's like that's a download, and you have to listen to like more than like a certain amount or something, but whatever, I'm not exactly sure, but pretty much 200 fans, I got 200 fans, or at least 200 times I had a fan, even if it was the same one. Shout out Brianna. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know, bitch. Okay. And I love you. And thank you for being here with me. And thank you for letting me apologize and not canceling me. And we're growing together. And I want to be better always. And also, I want to be held accountable. So if I'm fucking up, tell me I'm fucking up. If I don't catch myself fucking up, then you better catch me fucking up, bitch, okay? But I always want to apologize. And I always want to grow. And I do want to be better, okay? So get out there, pop your pussy, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Love you. Bye.